I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
17th of December, 2018. It's back. It's the Real KNC. Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
Hello, 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 hello.
Got a new building since we last spoke. When was the last Real KNC?
July 20th.
Ooh.
Oh, Journey!
Yes!
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 Eat it, bud!
Why was that the last Real KNC?
Why?
I think it all revolves around two words. Kirk Minahan.
Minahan.
All right.
There you go, baby.
Yeah, although we were looking through here when the last Kirk show was. The last Kirk and Callahan show, the final 2 hours, was November the 15th, 2018, right?
Those the guys. Kirk and Callahan show is over. It is kaput.
The Sayonara episode.
Yep.
Mutt and Callahan officially started the Monday afterwards, the 19th, Thanksgiving week.
Yes, yes. I mean,
Are you ready?
With a dramatic performance by Jerry. I mean, almost like Curt Schilling in game six of the ALCS.
When you compare a guy like, say, a player.
It's coming in on
you
one
make two
leg.
Two segments?
About two segments, yeah. Okay.
Jerry is dealing with a throat issue.
Which left Drellick and Mutt to fend for themselves, which, you know, always goes well.
No, is Kyrie Irving staying? You have no idea.
Yes.
So, with much fanfare, Mutt and Callahan started. Of course, we had the Mutt picture from about 2004 that was put right up on the avatar.
I would ask our listeners what they would like to call the new show, but that's already been taken care of. No one asked me, you just...
Well, until the ink's dry, I mean, I guess you can call whatever you want. I mean,
it's already in the globe.
That night was the most surreal night, I think, ever in a job that is full of surreal things. Mm. Seeing that press release...
The word autonomy is in here and awesome is in here.
And you know what he said?
But no synergy.
You know what else he said? He's really striving for nuance. He's hoping for more nuance in his new digital platform.
Hearing Glenn not mention it and then seeing this photo of Mutt and Callahan... Jerry bald.
I had my IGT procedure.
Mutt with a full head of hair.
I'm a very hairy guy.
When was the press release? Because Kirk came on after that. It was probably a day or two after.
I believe it was.
Maybe it was a Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah, the bottom line is you are not, in my mind, autonomy. I'll say it.
And by the way, you're not autonomous.
Stop using that word.
Did that upset you? Did that upset you when we mocked that press release?
No, I was happy to give that quote.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you first call him?
Without reading it, give me any other part of the quote besides that word autonomy.
Well, I'll just tell you what I told Chad on the phone, is that I'm excited to be part of this. That's all.
Yep, we all knew it was coming. Nobody could talk about it. Glenn teased it, and then the great Reamer pivot.
Tonight here, we go from one lunatic to another. We go from one lunatic to another here tonight, Ben. We go from Kirky, who again you'll hear tomorrow, to Rob Bradford.
Things have been so unsettled behind the scenes. You and I, as still members of management, it's uneasy.
We've had a period of, I would say, 6 months, 7 months of just... We have had lack of clarity on the show for about 7 months.
Tunnel vision.
And we have been in the middle of several different fronts between Kirk and management.
I am declaring war against management here.
Our management and their management, Kirk and Jerry.
You're mad at
I'm
me.
I'm fine, I'm here.
You're legit
I'm
mad
here.
At me.
I'm not managing. You asked me to come in.
You heard me say that on the air. Would you agree that
I was not listening.
The future of our show, the future of what each of us is going to be doing. I never thought it was a realistic chance that you were going to come back.
Where's the wacky? Where's the varsity
scared.
Quarterback with the six pack and the dimples? Where's wacky
He's
Chris Curtis?
Scared now. You're back.
It has been as bizarre a period professionally as I can remember, and I don't think there's a close second time.
You deal with these people on a daily basis.
To what these past 6-7 months have been like.
Obviously, the Red Sox had a World Series in there, so that played a part. I'm not sure how significant a part.
Oh, this is absolutely wild here.
Kirk left. We all thought he was coming back. You know, that changed by the day. Every day, you and I came in and expect Kirk back tomorrow? Yes, we expect Kirk back? Never.
Get him out!
Right. Every day was it, even within the day, I'd have one conversation with Kirk at, say, 2 or 3 o'clock.
Crazy Kirk is back!
And then I'd call you, or you'd have a conversation with him, and then call me, and then by that night, whatever we thought we knew, whatever we were planning for, was 180 degrees away from what we thought.
Right. Screw Kirk. He's gone.
You never knew which way things were going to go, because the people making the decisions weren't sure where things were going to be going.
I think his new Radio.com show is going to be an epic success. I just want to get on the record
shocked
and
to
saying
hear that.
That.
Yep.
And this stooge, this pathetic little sock puppet.
We don't even know when that's going to start, but Kirk's saying, you know, soon, first quarter of 2019, so right. That's coming.
You've decided to cast your future with Mike Menansky.
Did.
Good luck. That's worked out well for a lot of people in the past.
I can tell you who you've cast your future with, but
with me.
We love Mutt. How's Mutt done so far?
Indy.
This is obviously, you're the man that follows the man, so this is not easy.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Everybody understands he's in a difficult spot.
Here we go.
OMF has talked about it pretty much every day.
Which Mutt is it?
Right.
The final Kirk and Callahan before the break was September the 6th.
Right.
Okay, so that's going back now. That was when Kirk was taking on Brady.
That's correct.
Who you got, me or Brady?
9 o'clock coming up here. I'm still waiting for the Brady apology to me, which I think I'm going to get before 10 o'clock.
And then afterwards, of
Tom
course,
Baby.
Yeah, Tom Baby.
Oh, yes.
Mutt stepped in, and I think with the specter of Kirk coming back, it was different. It was, Mutt was loose. I thought we had some pretty good shows in there. We did a pretty good job through September and October, I thought.
You wouldn't know scheme from a pimple on your ass. What are you talking about?
Not knowing when Kirk was coming back, but Mutt did a very good job.
I agree.
Then, of course, once it's Mutt and Callahan, the stakes are raised a little bit. It's different.
Brady is going to end up being a unicorn.
Now you're looking at the future and you're trying to pivot into a bit of a different role.
Mutt, please stop.
How's Mutt done?
I think it's been a incredibly difficult situation for Mutt. I mean, he replaced a bigger star earlier in his career in Dale Arnold.
Thank you, I guess.
And right. That didn't go that well, and right. Now he's replacing somewhat almost on Dale's level in Kirk Minahan.
Right.
Grow up.
And it's been I think the most difficult aspect for Mutt has been the role that has reversed for him in the public eye in Boston. He used to be this sort of lovable underdog.
What are you? That's all.
That got beat up by Kirk that people sort of rallied behind.
I'm not going to break.
8:40. Must go to break.
And now he's viewed as the guy in Kirk's seat.
It's Boomer Esiason joining us.
And people have online and other places have been very negative about him. So I don't think he's been prepared for that.
Albert.
Stop saying his name. It's annoying.
Especially when and it's not just him, we default to this too. There were things that Kirk did, bits that we had, themes of the show. The Peter King Challenge, for instance,
right.
Where
Peter
would
appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
We've done it. And it's kind of a knockoff imitation of what it used to be.
I ate that whole thing.
He spilled it all over his pants.
So I think whoever comes in.
How many calories was that?
There's going to be a process on both sides.
That said, I think there's some merit to doing that. It's honoring the essence of what we were. So I don't want to say we're all at fault for it. Should we be doing those things? Should Mutt get totally away from doing anything Kirk-related?
The fact is that you, Jerry, and myself, and Mutt was in more than any other co-host, were all fixtures of the Kirk and Callahan show.
Right.
And while Kirk would like to divvy out maybe 0.5% to you or I when the ratings would come out,
I'll give 6% to the rest of you guys.
The fact is that our fingerprints, however small, were all over that show. So if we're all doing a show together, odds are there's going to be similar things that are on
right.
the air.
Right. Here comes Kirk Minahan.
How much did it cost?
$100.
Okay, for the porn goggles that Jerry had to wear during the Brady interview?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what I think, Tom. The officiating sucks.
It's not. Listen to me, okay? I'm going to say it. It's not your fault, okay?
I don't know what holding is anymore.
Go ahead. What do you want to
know? Well, we were just talking about whether this show...
Do you notes from the show?
Yeah.
From the Mutt and Callahan show?
Yeah. Well, I haven't bothered to digitize them, so they're all chicken scratch.
We're fucked. It's over.
Oh.
We were just talking the Peter King Challenge, things we used to do. Is it worth doing them?
I told Jerry this the other day. I put on the radio the other day and heard Mutt doing the Peter King Challenge, and I just felt sad. It just didn't feel.
And that makes me sad.
I'm in such a weird place anyway, though. For me, I forget how I said it the other day in a meeting. Somebody asked me what I thought of the Mutt and Callahan show. Oh, Jeff Sotolano, who's sort of a corporate guy. You guys both know him. You've met with him, haven't you, Chris?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you fucking... Oh, my God, did you give him the business?
He
never recovered from that.
Oh, my God.
Look, Curtis changed when I walk in the room. Tense?
Already
what are
tense.
You tense? You don't work for
I know!
The other night we were at Border Cafe.
Oh, God.
And I said... Remember I said I don't have any utensils, and Curtis went up to get... Literally, I said, Chris, you don't work for me anymore.
I'm a trained dog.
We're equals now.
Oh, wow, thank you.
No way are we equals.
That's a very nice thing to hear.
And I heard the Peter King Challenge, and I thought, this just doesn't... This feels wrong to me.
Wrong.
I don't know. It
was an homage to the original, so
no,
I appreciate that.
And the Mutt, I have a lot of... Mutt's a friend.
Yes.
And I'm in a weird position. I don't think I can really weigh in fairly on this. But I hear Mutt sometimes trying to be like me. Maybe that's me overthinking it. I could definitely be wrong.
Other examples of that?
Well, the biggest one is the sex thing.
We had sex recently. This is the greatest day of my
life.
Just
stop with the sex.
God. I don't even do that. That's just weird. Like,
but that's an homage. I think in some way he thinks it's being like
because you talk about porn.
Or masturbation or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where do you stand on masturbating in the shower? 2-2 is foul back.
Yeah, he'll be fine. The show, it's a fine show.
He's a fine host.
But the mutt challenge, the
pumpkin
challenge.
No use for mutt, though. Oh my God.
Mutt, you're pathetic.
I texted him yesterday because I take some pleasure now when the Patriots lose because I don't like Brady.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, I was like, this is great. And Jerry's like, same for me. Think I'm going to spend the week in Atlanta with that asshole?
I want to be in Minnesota. I want to be there causing trouble.
You crushed Mutt on the last podcast, by the way. Oh, God.
In the mailbag?
Yes, you did.
No,
yes,
I did
you
not. Did. And Mutt will be the host of the morning show for a good run. I think he'll have a couple of years run. Because I think, you know, A, he's not going to make a lot of money, and B, he's not going to cause any waves. That's what they want now. They want a boring, talentless, you know, loser who makes no money. And Mutt's your guy. He's central casting. I did not. Mutt is a good host. He's a good host. Is he built for prime time? Of course not.
Minahan's replacement. He's not ready for prime time.
But this is what happens. I mean, this is, you know, Sam Kennedy got what he wanted.
Well, Curtis is a star. You would appreciate that. He's the comic relief now.
Yes, you've gone from Kirk Minahan to Chris Curtis.
Step up.
No, they're going to be fine. I'm breaking balls. They're going to be fine. They're going to be absolutely fine.
What do you expect tomorrow with the podcast with Jerry?
Well, I was surprised that both of you guys said that there's real tension between me and Jerry right
absolutely
now.
Absolutely
tension.
We still talk all the time.
Absolutely tension.
But we talk all the time.
Other than that failing with hundreds of people, that internet show.
You can't be sensitive about that.
Why? It's my job.
I think that you guys talk all the time to make sure that the tension hasn't grown too much. I think you guys like to keep your enemies close and all that stuff.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm trying to say it diplomatically. This is the best way I can say it without pissing anybody off. Jerry is a pussy.
Give me a superhero.
Is there like a PR battle in his mind at all or no?
He thinks he's losing the PR
battle. We're losing the PR battle.
Losing the PR
battle. He's on Barstool.
He's winning.
Jerry's become the new Dino.
Oh, my God.
And that all we do is talk about Jerry now. Whenever we talk to Mutt, we talk like Jerry the whole time.
Porter Cafe was 95%.
Porter Cafe was a Jerry fest.
Yeah.
Jocks on his head.
3rd and 8.
And he's taking it out on the third man in.
Andy Hart has been put in the big spot tomorrow.
Is he really in tomorrow? What did I do to deserve this?
Jerry could also say, by the way, and he doesn't, again, going back to the pussy thing.
I thought Price was getting squeezed.
He could go back and go into Zarbama's office or Hannon's office and say, nothing against Andy. Andy may be fine tomorrow. I'm not having Andy Hart on. I'm not having Greg Dickerson on. We're having Alex on. We're having Tomasi on. Although he hates Tomasi now, too, right?
Yeah.
We're having Tomasi on. We're having what on? Whoever. Drellick. We're going to do it that way. He could do that.
Yeah.
But he chooses not to because I go back to the thing I always go back to. Jerry wants things to be bad so he can be miserable. He's happiest when he's miserable.
You just keep making things harder.
I don't know if he wants Reamer every day because
Are they still pissed at him, by the way? The people at in Plymouth for him not playing this year? Are they still mad?
Damn right they are.
You're taking your vacation. That's not me.
Damn right I am.
It was weird, but I drove on Route 3 to get there, and I saw him crawling there.
Oh, shut up.
Should Reamer be in every day with Mutt and Callahan? That's a fair question to bring up in a future
episode.
It's not
my show. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I really don't. I listened like 2 minutes today. By the way, people listening, if you're listening to this podcast, okay, leave me alone when I'm out in public about how great the Boomer stuff is. The fucking buzz with that is unbelievable.
Boomer, great stuff. We'll talk to you next Monday.
We stole him from Tutcher. He must be pissed.
Boomer's great.
That is Boomer. Boomer.
Good thing he's
got a clear line. You can ask him anything.
Will there be real tension on the Jerry podcast tomorrow? You guys going to go at it?
I have no idea. Is tomorrow your day? Your big surgery?
Yes.
Yeah.
You talk about that in the air yet or
not? No, probably going to talk about it tomorrow.
He just signed his last will and testament in the back
Certainly
office.
I would have never brought that up the previous couple of weeks before.
Correct.
All right. The floor is yours now, Chris. Be as articulate as you like. Take as much time as you want. I think Edelman ran the wrong route. It's not Brady's fault. He threw the ball 50 feet over Edelman's head.
Jerry did accuse you of missing it, that you're showing up here too often. Well, Kirk says he's going to come in and edit. He never comes in and edits. He's needy.
Really miss the show. I'm doing. I had a meeting today with... You know why I had a meeting with...
In a meeting, corporate people.
What's your mutt take?
My mutt take is that... I'm sort of stealing Ken's initial thoughts.
Just talk regular.
Ken's initial thoughts were that the first 2 months... He was sort of the young underdog.
He was better September and October when he was filling in and there was still the idea that you were coming back. We had some good shows.
Yeah, I think some of the shows now were good too.
We hit a lull. Now we're back to, we're doing okay.
The show is going to be totally fine. Jerry gets all worked up. The show is going to be fine. I don't think it'll be as good as when I was here, but that's what I think. Other people probably feel
differently.
What place in the ratings?
Yeah, listen, will it be top 20? Probably not, but so what?
Do you want General Petoris?
All right, finish it up. Are you around after this or no?
Yeah, I'll be here editing.
I'll talk to you. You have your surgery tomorrow?
Yes.
You had to really sign something for it?
No.
I had the same surgery.
Jess had wanted me to sign a will for a while, and I never got to it, so she demanded that I do it before I have the surgery tomorrow in case I bleed out and die.
Took a turn to negative town.
Did you get the Minahan Christmas card?
Serious.
Love it. It's already
great
on the wall.
Christmas card. No Kirk Minahan on the...
No, I'm not... Did you see Mutt's Christmas card?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
the horse
wearing the Milton's outfit.
Yes.
Mutt here.
No adult who has kids should put themselves on the Christmas card.
No.
You're different. You have the dog, I understand.
Right. I was going to be yelled at for not being home in time for Pudge Duty.
Look at this Eric Carmen poster. Look, he's f***ing her in. Yeah.
Bending her over.
Look at the title of it. It's called Fuck It.
All right. See you later.
All right, well, that took a left turn. We're not going to get... We want to keep this a nice, tidy podcast. Perhaps we'll do more of these in the new year.
Yes.
That's a lie.
Do we have enough in the stable to get by with... Right now, we're going Dickerson Mondays. We're kind of at a Reamer twice a week stage.
Right, which I'm fine with.
We don't care.
Drellick is in the mix, but during football season, not so much. This week, we're having Andy Hart in for the second straight time, but I'm not sure that's going to last.
Right.
Sports?
What do you read?
I lift.
And Tomasi.
Right.
Is that enough?
I mean, I think during the football season, doing a Tuesday-Friday Reamer, Dickerson Monday, Tomasi Thursday, and then Wednesday is a
kind
Drellick,
floating
Hart,
yeah,
whoever. I think that's, you know, sufficient. I don't think it's, you know, I'd love to get better names in, different people that we can keep trying out, but as we go over every time we talk about this, there's not a lot out there. And that's something that I think could work.
It's still an ongoing awkward situation?
It has been bizarre. It's been an awkward period, I think, even for our relationship, but good in general. Still strong.
Oh, you think so?
Uh-oh. It's a little bit, yeah.
We're facing the prospect or the possibility of being split up.
Right.
The divide is going to continue.
I don't like that. I think you and I bring out the best in one another.
Correct.
Love, sweet love.
So it's a choice that we have to make internally here, but it's also company-wide kind of driving that way. I don't know.
It's been odd. It's just been a million different conversations where I feel like half the time I'm either answering for you or about you, and then I don't. And
yeah.
Then we're talking about, you know, it's just sort of reconvening. Like, if I go 36 hours without hearing from you, I'm like, uh-oh. Like, did this happen? And I think, you know, it's just sort of this back and forth that we have.
Well, I've tried to be totally honest with anything that's happening with me. And I think we've negotiated together for the most part.
No, it's just I'm not talking about any sort of negligent behavior on your part. I'm just saying it's in the past, it's, you know, we were always just sort of, there was no real, we were just lockstep on everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like these days it's just, there is the question that looms out there about.
Great question. So, Richard, here's my point.
The future that I hope is resolved shortly.
People are trying to break up the dream team when it comes
can't
to.
Can't do it.
You know,
strategy. It's like Macbeth.
I don't know what to compare it to.
Dickerson and James?
Yeah.
It wasn't Yoko.
Okay.
Trenny and Tomasi.
And that's where we're dead.
Speaking of which, Trenny, will she be back in our lives?
Ooh.
Ah.
Little birdies?
Point, little birdies saying that things are being discussed, entertained, and it's a possibility.
I'm hearing there may be a remote on the Cambridge side
on the other
of the
side
Charles.
Of the Charles? Yeah.
I ran on the Cambridge side of the Charles today.
So look out for that.
Okay.
And, but yeah, so tomorrow, big show, and then I go in for a procedure, and then in the new year, we'll be back and hopefully have some more answers for you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, Curtis.
You too. All the best to Maya and the Laird clan.
And to Pudge.
It is currently Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night. Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama. Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.